Hosea is Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea.
Thank you.
In verse 1 of chapter 14 of Hosea, it's the very last chapter. I thought we'd close with this. And I never found that verse that I was talking about earlier, but it's in there. Where God, I think there's it's partially phrased in Hebrews where he says, you know, offerings and sacrifices I really didn't want. What I wanted was for my son to do it. You know, a body I have prepared for you. And there's another verse that effectively says the same thing. I think it's in Jeremiah, but you know, you may have to look it up yourself. Mm-hmm. I'll find it in my, you know, reams of silly notes that I took while I was reviewing all of this stuff. But in Hosea 14, there's a great verse. We'll begin in verse 1. It says, "Israel, O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity." The only reason you've fallen is because of your own actions. Right? So just come back. Come back to me. And take with you, verse 2 says, words. Take with you words. Not necessarily offerings and sacrifices. But take unto you words and turn to the Lord and say to Him, take away all iniquity. Isn't that the desire of all of our hearts? Is that, boy, just... you know, bring the Lord back so we don't have to deal with any of this stuff anymore. We know looking at it that really is the ultimate end of the answer to that request. When He sends His Son back. And receive us graciously. And we know He will. We know He already has. So will we render the calves of our lips. The calves, the goats, the lambs, the bullocks. He wants us to come from our lips. He wants our praise. He wants the exhibit of our love and our gratitude to Him to come from our words. Not from an outward expression of a burnt sacrifice or an offering. He wants us to present ourselves a living sacrifice. Speaking praise of His goodness with our lips. And Asher will not save us, right? Assyria, they have nothing for us. We will not ride upon horses. That's not where our strength comes from. Neither will we say any more to the work of our own hands, you are our gods. There is nothing that we can do to provide for ourselves what God has already provided for each of us in His grace and with His grace. Manifest completely and totally in the life of His Son, Jesus Christ. There is no more work for us to do. Mm-hmm. No matter how good a work we could ever accomplish with our hands, it's not worthy of being worshipped. And it certainly cannot heal us. It certainly cannot deliver us. Only God, our Heavenly Father, will provide for us everything that we need free of charge because the price has already been paid. So I leave you with those thoughts, okay? And sure grateful to God. Grateful for all of you and for your love and your grace. We're going to abundant sharing. We want to pray for the abundant sharing. You know, one of the things... there's another thing in I think it's in Hebrews that speaks of, you know, our response to these things now. Now that we have been given all these great things, what is our response? Aside from praising God with our lips, and you know, when you really think about what that is for us, it's speaking in tongues. You know, we can offer to God perfect praise by speaking in tongues. He's even given us the ability to praise Him perfectly. And to show that we really honor Him by sharing of the first fruits of our increase, which is abundant sharing. That's really the two things that God would have us do now. present ourselves a living sacrifice. Praise Him perfectly by speaking in tongues. Given the ability we have, let's use it. And then continue to prove that we honor Him by sharing of the first fruits of our income and our increase. And when we do that, God honors that. It's not a work. It's not a work on our end. It's a response. It's purely a response. Anytime we choose, anytime we see a horn of plenty or a basket or a plate or a cowboy boot or anything that's coming around to receive an abundant sharing, we think, God's been so good to me. I want to honor Him for that. I want to say thank You for that. And we honor God by honoring His ministers. That's how we honor God. And it's simple. When God puts His things in His Word and He shows us those things, all we need to do is, okay, God, all those things that You've said, we'll do. And then we benefit. We have great benefit. This is not a work on our part. This is just a response. So that's why we continue to make abundant sharing available. Not that we desire a gift, but that fruit may abound to your account. Because we know that if all of us, endeavor to honor God, then His ministers will be free to move and free to do what they need to do. And that's the bottom line. We're not paying for anything. We're responding to God and His goodness. Just like anything that He's asked us to do. And He always asks and requests. There are very few commandments to us other than love. And believe on the name of the Son of God. That's a commandment. Believe on His name. Because in that name, every knee bows. All right? So, let's give with the heart and see God continue to open the windows of heaven like He said He will do. All right. So, Father, thank You for, again, the way You continue to bless us in every aspect of our lives. Thank You, God, for Your grace, Your mercy, Your goodness to us. The way You continue to stand about us and behind us at all times in our lives. And thank You, Father, that we can continue to express our honor and our love for You via giving. So thank You for these things and continuing to bless the gifts back to the givers as You always have done and always will do. In that powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. All right, so you want to pass that around. So good things.